Our next scripture reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 through 8. When Moses had finished speaking all these words to all Israel, he said to them, "I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to get about. And the Lord has told me, 'You shall not cross over this Jordan.' The Lord your God will come, will cross over before you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua also will cross over before you, as the Lord promised. The Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the king of the Amorites, and to their land, when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, and you shall deal with them in full accord with the command that I have given to you. Be strong and bold. Do not fear or dread or have dread for them, because it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and bold, for you are the one who will go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their ancestors to give them, and you will put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." We remember also today a woman in the New Testament known as the Virgin Mary, who also had a call upon her life and followed it obediently. This in the Bible, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you." As we approach a new year, we hear again God's claim on our lives. Our next scripture reading comes from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 7 and 14 through 21. "But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you up. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." Please remain seated as we join together in our next hymn, "Be Thou My Vision," number 339. As we reflect on this Sunday, the claim that God has placed upon our lives, it seems fitting to celebrate the claim that God has placed on the life of Reverend Zorn. Reverend Zorn, I'm going to invite you and Carol, if you don't mind, to come and sit in this front row. Do you mind coming down? Of course, we include Carol because she's as much a part of your ministry as anybody. Yes, thumbs up, right? We recognize her service as well. Just have a seat right here. We've got a We've got a couple things, of course, to share, and like any good pastor, you have a few words to share too, right?
Yes.
Yes. Have a seat. Well, I have only had a short period of time to serve alongside Reverend Zorn, but in that short amount of time, it's clear the impact that he has made within this church and many churches throughout our presbytery. Technically, I guess this is your second retirement, right? In some ways, we pastors never retire, do we? But after 26 years of service as Minister of Visitation at Lewistown Presbyterian Church, we are not saying goodbye, because you will still be worshiping with us, but we recognize that as you enter 2020, your life will change a little bit. I invite everyone to turn to your bulletins to the part that is titled Recognition and Thanksgiving for Reverend Robert Zorn's Faithful Service. We have some liturgy we'll be reading together. I invite you to read what is printed in bold. Reverend Zorn was called by God through the voice of the church to give particular service as Minister of Visitation at Lewistown Presbyterian Church. We remember with joy our common calling to serve Christ, and we celebrate God's call to all who minister among us. We do celebrate your call to particular service here at Lewistown, Reverend Zorn. And at this time, there are some folks who are in attendance who have a few words to share with you and the congregation. I'm going to invite Susan Ferguson. Oh, there she is, behind me. Susan's our clerk of session and has some words from a former pastor and some members of the church.
First, I have a note from Larry and Barry and Linda Vance. Dear Bob, while worship leadership commitments prevent Linda and I from sharing in your celebration, we want to wish you well as you head into a much-deserved retirement. As we work at Chrisland Weekly with friends who are committed to the ministry there, we are reminded that you had a significant role in establishing the camp and setting it up for many years of service. If you have an opportunity to visit, please do so. It is still a beautiful, inspiring place, and we give thanks for your part in making it so. Reverend Barry and Linda Vance, volunteer coordinators of Thursday's Volunteers at Chrisland. And from Pastor Jim, I am deeply grateful to Bruce Hinderleiter for having the wisdom to add Reverend Zorn to the staff at Lewistown Presbyterian Church 26 years ago. Bob was an invaluable partner in the ministry in the years I have followed Bruce as pastor at LPC. Bob was very faithful to visit members of the church and members of the community who needed prayer or an encouraging word. I was always confident that no pastoral need would be unrecognized or unmet under his watchful care. He always let me know if someone was in need of a visit from me, and was a very regular and faithful visitor to those who were in need of ongoing pastoral care. He was not easily deterred from heeding God's call to provide care to others. He demonstrated this through his strong drive to get back to visiting as soon as possible after his own health temporarily kept him from making pastoral calls. His faithfulness to God and to the church was also demonstrated by the fact that even on those Sundays that many stayed away due to concerns about weather, Bob and Carol bravely traversed the 17 miles from their log home way out into the country to our church in town. They were in their pew even when only a few other souls attended worship with them. Devin and I have a number of Bob's woodworking pieces in our home. They are valued possessions because of their beauty and because they were created by Bob's artful hand. One of our most treasured wedding gifts was a Celtic wedding spoon Bob carved for us, along with a mashing case he also made. Bob's friendship and encouragement were an ongoing source of strength to me as I served the Lewistown Presbyterian Church. I gave Bob the title Chaplain of Mifflin County, because he seemed to know everyone and was well connected to many people throughout the region. He provided pastoral care to many people regardless of their church affiliation. Everywhere he goes, he shares the love of Christ. I echo the voices of many when I say well done and thank you to Bob Zorn for his compassionate, caring, and faithful ministry. Very sincerely, Jim Thomas. Now, should we do this now too?
Okay.
Oh, on the LPC Friends Facebook page, there is probably, I think there's 6 comments, and I will print them out for you, but I also give you, everyone, an opportunity to add to that, and I'll print them out later. It's the question for December 27th, I think, question to ponder, forget how it's worded, something about the appreciation of Bob Zorn's ministry. So please add to that, and then we'll print it out later on.
All right. I would also other folks have some stories or blessings to share. Dan? Going to share?
This is working now? Okay. Is it up? Can you hear? You can. Okay. I couldn't let this occasion go by without giving a few personal comments about Reverend Bob. He's had a lot of interactions with our family over the years. When my wife was a little girl, he was the minister at the Burnham Presbyterian Church. Later, he left us and went to another part of Pennsylvania. We won't talk about that, but eventually he saw his wisdom and came back. But it came time for us to be married, and they didn't have a minister at the Burnham Presbyterian Church. Reverend Bob came back. That was over 50 years ago. He also married Jerry and Harold Aiken over 50 years ago. I'm sure they probably thought whenever he graduated, okay, he has a degree, how's he going to do as a minister? Well, it's been over 50 years. So he did pretty good. Harold and I have been talking, we only have one complaint. Back in our day, the women were pledged to honor and obey during the ceremony. Love, honor, and obey, we never could get the obey part. I wasn't too concerned, though, until I found out Bob can't get his wife to obey either. So I don't know. Anyhow, it goes on. He also baptized our grandchildren and sadly had the duty of performing the funeral service for my father-in-law. But every time we mention his name to any of our friends, be they Jewish, Catholic, or any denomination of Protestant religion, they all say the same thing, love that man. So did he do a good job? Yeah, I think.
We also have some words from Bruce Nielsen. We invite him to come forward. And after Bruce, I don't know if there's anybody from the Milroy Church in attendance that might want to offer a word of blessing. I have a feeling, or a story. There's probably a lot of stories about you, Reverend Zorn.
In the current issue of the Panorama, Bob started his story about Ralphie Parker and Ralph's wish for the Red Ryder carbine lever action 100-shot BB gun. And Bob went from that to his own recollection of a lad growing up who wanted for Christmas, indeed, probably theologically speaking, coveted the angled flashlight. And think of what you could do with the angled flashlight. As you all know, Bob grew up on a farm up in the northeastern portion of Pennsylvania. It was a working farm. He had farm chores to do, not the least of which were to feed the chickens, I believe. And Bob's rationale for the angled flashlight was that he could hook this on his belt and therefore carry 2 pails of chicken feed instead of holding a flashlight in one hand and a pail in the other. Good thinking, Bob, okay? And Bob employed various tricks, much like little Ralphie Parker for the Red Ryder Daisy BB gun, to try to convince his parents to get him the angled flashlight. Bob, I'm happy to present you. I don't want you to get over. I have to take this out, Bob. notice it has a clip for your belt. At the bottom of this, you can unscrew this, and it has three different lenses, red, which I'll be happy to share with you.
Yeah. That's wonderful. And of course, Bruce, we will let you know, don't shoot your eye out. Right? But that speaks, the symbolism of the flashlight speaks of the wonderful stories that you've shared through the panorama over the years. I'm not sure if there's anyone from Milroy that would like to say.
Oh. I'm Sunita Harrop. I come from Milroy Presbyterian Church. Several of our members are in the back. And just Reverend Zorn, didn't know I was gonna speak, but I feel moved to thank you for your service to our community in Milroy. You have left a huge footprint out there, and we are so honored that you've been part of our church, that you shared your ministry with us. I know my in-laws, David and Mildred Harrop, thought the world of you. My mother-in-law's most famous, her most treasured moments when you came and shared her birthday with her, came out for cake, and she just loved that. She had to make sure she had a cake there because she knew you were coming to share birthday cake with her, and she just so looked forward to that. But all of us have been touched by you, and it's left an impression on our hearts, and I think you've expanded our faith and our service to God, and I just honor you and Carol both, and thank you so much for your service to everyone.
Thank you. Tom, I see you in the first row. You got something to say also?
Not to him.
No, not to him. Harold.
As Dan stated earlier, Bob was the minister at Farrah, Burnham, and Milroy Presbyterian Church when Dan and Kathy and Jerry and I were youth. And he was the influence that has formed our religion and our faith in God. Barry Vance, in the letter, praised Bob for his service to Chrisland. For those of you who don't know, Uncle Bob was a counselor the first year they had camp at Chrisland. His loving care and kindness for the children that year was shared with my mother. And those of you who remember Harold Wagner, who attended here, Harold's mother and dad were the other two counselors that first week in camp, and he worked with Reverend Thor to establish camp and get it started. So we need to thank Reverend Bob for his effort in getting Camp Chrisland started. Thank you very much, Bob.
Well, I know that so many of you gathered here could tell a story or two. We encourage you to share those stories and offer a blessing to Reverend Zorn and Carol during our lunch following the service. But next I invite Ruth Fisher, who is the elder of a lot of things, elder of stewardship and personnel.
Bob, when you first told me that you wanted to retire at the end of the year, you said you would still be out there visiting people and that you wanted to be able to keep your title so you could keep using your calling cards. You also said before the service here that you wanted to say a few words after, as part of this service, in rebuttal, but also you were going to lead a rebellion, stomping of feet, so that you didn't have to leave. Well, you don't have to leave. In honor of Pastor Emeritus, the honor of Pastor Emeritus is bestowed upon Reverend Robert Zorn with deep appreciation for over 26 years of faithful leadership and exceptional pastoral care while Minister of Visitation at Lewistown Presbyterian Church, Lewistown, PA. You will forever be our Minister of Visitation, and thank you.
We are honored with the approval of Huntington Presbytery to offer you a new title as Pastor Emeritus at Lewistown Presbyterian Church. So, we have one more gift.
Yep. At the last session meeting, we were trying to think of the appropriate gift for Reverend Bob. I suggested a watch. No one's thought that was appropriate. I thought it was nice. And then the other things we thought of is all beautiful creations that they create, pictures and paintings and woodworking and all those things. So we came up with something. We commissioned Bill Sisson in providing us with a picture to give to him. And we are going to order a bigger one, but I have a replica for you for right now. And if you could share that with people during the luncheon so they can see it. It's a picture of Big Valley.
Picture of Big Valley.
We just have to decide on what size to get because we didn't know where you might want to put it. So, yes. So, but you need to give me that back when we get the original, the big one for you, okay? Because
that's temporary. So. All right, well, we are going to offer a prayer of thanksgiving, and then Pastor Zorn, I will give you the mic. Let's turn back to our bulletin for a prayer. Let us pray together. Eternal God, look mercifully upon this church and upon your servant, Reverend Zorn, whose particular service we recognize today. We praise you for joys and accomplishments, and for your grace, which has nurtured and sustained us through Reverend Zorn's service. Bind us ever closer to one another and draw us nearer to your Lord Jesus Christ. Equip us that we may continue to minister in this community with the same patience and love, wisdom and joy Reverend Zorn has so graciously offered over the years. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Reverend Zorn, I'm
going to hand you the mic. Thank you. Thank you, one and all. And it's just out of curiosity, I wonder about those three wise men in the back pews over here, Bob and Bill and Lanny. Did you really come just because you heard there was going to be a free lunch? I know not. They've been devoted friends for many years. In a former parish, there was a gentleman who I see him writing during the church service, and I was there preaching 25 years, and he had a lot of time to write. He had a little notebook, and he writes on the book. So I finally asked him, Bruce, why are you writing something all the time? And he said, well, I'm writing down stories I have heard in church but would never tell again to anyone, anywhere. But I have a story this morning, if you don't mind. Why, it seems that there were a couple Native American Indians out on the prairie, and they were sending smoke signals to someone that was across the mountains, and so they would puff out these smoke signals to tell them whatever they wanted to tell them. I think it was Facebook. But anyway, they were doing this, and at that time, the atomic energy tests were being conducted out at Yucca Flats. I don't know what state it's in, but there was one of these, I have to say atomic because I can't say nuclear, went off and the great cloud came up and mushroomed out over the whole landscape from this cloud, from this bomb that was set off. And one Indian looked at the other one and said, I wish I had said that. Well, there's probably a lot of words that you have heard me say that I wish I hadn't said, but there's many that I did. you who honored me by letting me participate in your weddings might remember my immortal words of wisdom, which I said to every one of you who are married. One word of advice, or one word that they should never forget, lots of luck. I'm at loss for words, which is unusual for me. But I remember going to a paraphrase and steal some words from a movie that we had seen once many years ago. It seems that it was a missionary who was being sent or being called to a mission in some remote island somewhere in the Pacific, and he was at sailing ship time, and so he was reluctant to go because he didn't want to go away where there was no people or where he would have hostile environment perhaps. And so he got to this mission field and he found there a protagonist who was on the island that gave him some problems. But he must have been a Presbyterian missionary because two things. First of all, his mantra for his whole mission was decency and order. And the other requirement that indicates that he must have been a Presbyterian minister was he had a beautiful wife. So he got there and the matriarch of the tribe on the island was not hostile but was indifferent to his appeal for Christianity. But rather than him teaching her, he taught her the lesson of humility. And the speech that was made as the movie ended, I recall, was, he said, "In this place, I have known God and Jerusalem, his wife, and Mama Loy, who was the protagonist, and that is sufficient." So in this place, I have known God and Carol and all of you wonderful people. So it is enough. Praise be to God.
Let us stand and acknowledge thanks to our Lord and Savior for the years of ministry we have been blessed with Reverend Zorn. Let us continue with our worship together. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The psalmist's words tell us the ways God's salvation brings us courage. Let us hear from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. One thing I ask of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent, and he will set me high on a rock. And now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, you who have been my help. Do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they are breathing out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. With gratefulness, we go to the Lord in prayer, knowing that God hears our spoken and unspoken needs. So let us continue to pray for those listed in our prayer concerns, for our church leadership, mission partners, military friends, and families in our congregation. Join with me in prayer. O holy God, mountains and rivers clap and sing as your word makes all things new. Like the snow that falls fresh upon the ground, may your word fall fresh upon our lips and ears as we offer our prayers of intercession. In Jesus, your love takes on human form to seek us out and to guide us home. May Christ be born in us today to lead us into the lives for which we were made. From your majesty on high to the lowliness of the stable, your word has power to sustain all things, and through him we become your precious children. O Lord, comfort those who are hungry, sick, or suffering, and in all our afflictions, anoint us with the oil of gladness as you visit us with your salvation. We offer prayers of healing for those we know who are preparing for surgery, suffering from illness, or perhaps sad this day. We pray for those who mourn this day for their loved ones. May each person we know feel your life-giving presence surround them, even in their darkest days. We pray for our church and ask that you would help us to not worry over what we cannot control. We desire to serve you, O Lord, and do not want to place all our energy on any other thing that takes our mind and our will from following you. We give you thanks for all the ways your church and this congregation has been blessed because of your faithful love for us and your church. O God, receive our prayers through Christ, who is our glorious light. And may we, like Jesus, shine forth like the sun in bodies, breath, and beating hearts, to sing your praise forevermore, and as holy partners in a heavenly calling, dwell with you eternally. All these things we ask as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or your body, what you will wear. Jesus reminds us of our Heavenly Father's care and provision for us so that we need not worry. Hear these words from Luke chapter 12, 22 to 34. Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat or what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let us join in our next hymn, His Eye is on the Sparrow, found printed in today's bulletin.